To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Direct from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, louder than words, rock, power, and politics. Featuring over 175 artifacts from Bob Dylan, Eric Clapton, Stevie Wonder, Madonna, Bruce Springsteen, and more. Now at the Museum of Broadcast Communications, 360 North State Street in Chicago. Red or blue, we all bleed rock and roll. For info and tickets, visit museum.tv.
So you say you need more Cubs talk in your life. We've got you covered with a new podcast from The Score, Into the Basket, starring The Score's Julie DeCaro, Evan Altman from Cubs Insider, and Brad Robinson from WBBM.
Did you guys see the dancing bullpen catcher?
That was wonderful.
Let me ask you this, because you guys are dudes. What reason does a grown adult man have to know every single move to the video for Single Ladies?
I don't have one.
Into the Basket will have all the latest Cubs topics, and you can listen anytime you want through the Radio.com app. The Score's Into the Basket, available on Radio.com. Show Transition, the raw show interaction you've come to love on The Score. It starts at 9 a.m. between Mully and Haw and Bernstein and McKnight.
So you're always in the kitchen.
Like doing the show.
It's amazing you're not 300 pounds.
Is that why you're dressed like that?
What?
Shorts and white socks?
I've always dressed like this. Oh, that doesn't change. I don't. I've been dressed like this for 20 years.
Then at noon between Bernstein and McKnight and the Lawrence Holmes Show.
So who's there and who's helping him? And maybe it's just David Ross. Maybe it's just Rossi goes down there with a catcher's mitt and works them out.
You could do worse.
No, there's no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, I know you're joking, but that wouldn't bother me at all.
No.
And at 2, when Lawrence hands things over to Mack and Parkins.
Sipping the Kool-Aid for his 100-year anniversary.
I didn't think it would reach me. And then I saw some of the stuff, and I was like, this seems like pretty cool.
And right before 6, when Mack and Parkins hand things over to Joe O. Don't miss Show Transition on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a Radio.com sports station.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Luke Kinellison for Mully today, and it's time now for the great clip of the week. Let's listen to a great clip from last week on Cubs Radio.
Cub infielders looking for a ground ball. The 1-2. There goes Myers. The pitch high. The throw by Caratini. Not in time.
Baez. He's called out. Baez made the tag. Out is the call at second base by Larry Vanover.
Out is the call on the field. Now we're waiting. It's not the final call yet.
And it is now. Out at second base. Another phenomenal tag by Javier Baez. He's one of the only men on the planet that could have made that man out on that play.
Yeah, the tag with the swag. Great call by Pat Hughes. And that great clip of the week is sponsored by Great Clips, Great Haircuts. It's going to be great. And Lou Kinellis in for Mully today. And Lou, appreciate you being in here this morning, getting up early, talking sports for the last 4 hours or so. You know, when you hear the Javi Baez tag and you saw it happen and you heard Joe Maddon after that game kind of go off a little bit by Joe Maddon standards on Addison Russell, it really struck quite a contrast. And this is a Cubs team that isn't perfect. They played very well over the homestand, 7-2. You saw flaws, but like Addison Russell's kind of mental lapses on Saturday. You saw Carl Edwards have a tough outing yesterday, a guy who doesn't really have the confidence of Cubs fans. And yet, as they go on to this road trip, you can't help but feel like 7-2 is pretty good on a homestand. Coming out of the All-Star break for a team under Joe Maddon, since he got here, 92 games over 500 in the second half of the season, gives you a sense of confidence as they arrive in San Francisco tonight with Alec Mills on the mound playing the Giants. I don't know that they will be 8-1 on this 9-game road trip.
What do you think? You know, we talked about it in the 5-5. What did you know?
I think 5-4.
Take 5-4.
I would take a winning road trip at this stage of the season, given how bad they've been on the road, and I think they're capable of doing that. And the way they're playing now, that would be disappointing if they don't have one.
You know, I said during the 5-5, I'd like to see them go 6-3. I'll even take 5-4, but it's not going to be easy. You know, as we talked about earlier, Giants have turned around their season. It wasn't long ago that Madison Bumgarner was out there available for teams, and now that they've gone on this recent run, you know, they have a couple of left-handed relievers there as well, Will Smith, Tony Watson, that would look nice as part of that Cubs bullpen. They may not even be available. And as we had John Heyman on earlier, he said, listen, if this franchise went out, the Giants, and traded Bumgarner, you'd have a pretty upset clubhouse because of the way they've turned things around. So in San Francisco, it won't be easy the next three nights. Alec Mills goes tonight. Then you go to Milwaukee, and the Brewers have won two in a row, and they're back to within two of the Cubs, spitting distance.
And Yelich has 60 home runs in his last 162 games. When you measure him,
the last season,
I think he's the first player, maybe ever, if I saw that stats correctly, he has 60 home runs and 30 stolen bases over his last 162 games. That's incredible.
Those are great. No, and then you've got the Cardinals after the Milwaukee series. So I think over the course of the next nine road games, the numbers I threw out earlier, you know, you talked about historically the way the Cubs have played in the second half under Joe Maddon, 91 games over 500, you said. And I mentioned that over the last two seasons, they've won 44 road games in each of those two seasons. To win 44 road games this year, all right, going into tonight, they would have to roll off 26 of the last 36 they'd have to win away from home. And everyone said, never going to happen, including myself. Now, when we talked to the other guys, you said you thought they'd go 20-16. Kevin said 18-18. Ray said 22-14, Dustin 20-16. After what I've seen this franchise do under Joe, with a number of guys going through injuries, getting rest, Wilson Contreras hopefully coming back on Wednesday, a different mindset under Contreras after the way he failed in the second half of last season, I think he's going to come back and play extremely well when healthy. I thought this team could rattle off 23 wins over the course of the next 36 away games and finished 23-13. I truly believe if they continue to get the starting pitching that they've received over the last couple of weeks, and it'll all go back to starting pitching, whether you get Castellanos, whether you get Shane Green, whether you get Will Smith, Tony Watson, I don't care who they make part of this franchise. If the starting pitching is there, if Cole Hamels comes back and pitches the way he did in the first half, if John Lester maintains, Kyle Hendricks looks good, we continue to see what Yu Darvish has done in his last couple of starts, and Jose Quintana throws strikes, I can see this team separating itself from the pack and having a strong second half.
And some people would say slow down because the 7-2 homestand came against teams that were at the bottom of their division, that the Padres, Pirates, and Reds aren't teams that you're going to have to beat in September.
But you can't fault the Cubs for the schedule that
they play. No, you can't. And I think that you also saw a team that was playing more clean baseball throughout the course of the homestand. Now, there were setbacks and there were defensive miscues and there were base running blunders, and you're going to have that. But I think you also saw a team that was committed to being a little bit more of it, look like itself and look like the team that you expect it to be in the second half of the season. And I think you give them the benefit of the doubt because of their history under Joe Maddon of being a very good second half team. You're right. The Giants have won 8 out of 10. And then you go into Milwaukee and St. Louis, and they are your division rivals. Of those two teams, the Brewers and the Cardinals, if you are worried about the divisional race, and I think Cub fans have a right to be, even though the stakes are bigger and you want to accomplish more. But of the Cardinals and the Brewers, which one of those two teams scares you the most?
The Brewers. The Brewers, because of what they did a year ago, because they have Christian Yelich in that lineup. They're the team that, in my opinion, they're the greatest threat to the Cubs, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was a nip-tuck affair with the Milwaukee Brewers all the way to the end of the season. At some point, I'm going to expect to see St. Louis drop off. Maybe I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. I know they made some acquisitions during the offseason, but I think it's a Brewers-Cubs finish in the National League Central.
So the phone rings, and Jed Hoyer or Theo Epstein are on the phone, and it's at the Detroit Tigers, and they say, okay, Nick Castellanos is a guy that can help you. We're willing to unload him. He's going to be a free agent at the end of this year. We want to get something in return for him. Shane Green might be somebody that you also could use because he is our closer now, but you already have Craig Kimbrell. You might not need him as much as you need Nick Castellanos. Do you want one or both? What would you be willing to give in return? What is the answer the Cubs give them? What are they willing to give up to get guys who could help them win not only the division, but maybe something bigger.
It was interesting to hear Bruce Levine say that Pedro Strop would be part
of those conversations.
I was actually shocked. But if you're getting Shane Green in return, and you look at what Green's done this during this season, and, I mean, this guy is an all-star number one. He's a closer in Detroit. But if they feel that they can get more back in value by packaging him with Castellanos, I'm all ears.
But you know what, though,
Tell me who you want. Well, tell me who you want. Do you want Kyle Schwarber? I'm not sure they want Schwarber. You know, Bruce also said that they want youngsters because they're going through a long rebuilding process. Youngsters, who's left in the minor league system for the Cubs? Who brings back them?
They have a minor league catcher
Amaya.
Think, yeah, Amaya, who is a pretty good prospect. They have a couple pitchers that, you know, you're not going to trade.
He's a decent defensive catcher.
Nico Horner is going to be the name that everybody wants.
Man, I don't want to give up Nico Horner.
Exactly.
Nico Horner could be your starting second baseman on opening day 2020. I don't know that I want to give up him if you don't have to give up him. And also, you know, Lou, we sort of did gloss it over it at the time because we were moving on. But when Bruce threw out Pedro Strop's name, I think a lot of Cubs fans are like, whoa, is this somebody? Because he's a popular figure, and I guess he can be polarizing as well. I mean, some fans up until recently, you know, in recent years, he wasn't a guy you necessarily trusted as much. But then you look at his body of work as a Cub, and it would be hard to find a relief pitcher who's been around any longer and been any more reliable consistently than Pedro Strop. He's not had a great 2019. If you dangle him, you're going to interest some people because he is Pedro Strop, even though he's not had a good 2019. Do you worry at all about clubhouse chemistry when you're talking about a guy who in this Cubs clubhouse has a leadership role, plays a big role in the culture that's been created? Is that even a factor as you discuss possible trade, you know, potential?
Depends who you're getting back in return. If you're getting back a guy like Shane Green, who's an all-star, who's going to – listen, at this point, these players, whether Pedro Strop, if you consider him a clubhouse leader or not, what this team wants are guys that are going to take them, help take them to the playoffs, set the table for a guy like Craig Kimbrel, who they've spent a lot of money on, who they went out and worked hard to get. And they want guys who are going to help get them to the playoffs and then make a run in that playoff picture against real good ball clubs that are set up for a long run like the Dodgers and the Braves.
Strope makes a lot of money, too. He makes $6 million a year. And when you look at that bullpen heading into a pennant race, if he is struggling to the extent that he has struggled, you are looking to upgrade. And you don't have the August 31st deadline this year. You don't have an opportunity to go out and say, okay, we're going to pull a waiver wire deal if our bullpen's not performing up to its potential in mid-August. You can't do anything about it because you have one trade deadline this year. That changes the dynamic. That's why in the next 9 days, there was one report too, I think John Morosi from MLB Network pointed out that you may see deals as soon as Wednesday or Thursday as teams start to see who else is moving.
All happened because Ken Rosenstein wrote an article.
Exactly, he did, and he'll write more articles this week because speculation is mounting and building and pressure is building and mounting for these general managers. Are you a buyer? Are you a seller? What are you going to be? We know what the Cubs are. We know the Cubs are looking for pieces. They're looking for, you know, a professional bat to lengthen the lineup, in Joe's words. They're looking for bullpen help. I don't think they're looking for starting pitching because they're going to get Cole Hamels back, and that's a pretty good five-man rotation when he's healthy. But I think other than that, anything's on the table.
Historically, under Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer, they've made deals a number of days ahead of the trade deadline in the past. So I wouldn't be surprised if they jumped on something in the next 2-3 days by Wednesday and made that deal. And do they, you know, we sat here at the beginning of the show and talked about how in desperate need this franchise was for a lefty in that bullpen with only Kelly Ryan now as part of that, you know, the bullpen as a left-hander. Do they really need a left-hander if you go out and you get Shane Green, put up all-star numbers?
Not if you get a right-hander who's tough on lefties. Then you have the reverse splits, and it doesn't really matter because you'd have two closers in effect, and that would be a great problem to have. Before we get to break, White Sox, how aggressive do you think they should be at the trade deadline? Where are you as a Sox fan with Colome and with Abreu?
I don't think they should be very aggressive. I'm a guy that I'd like to see Jose Abreu stick around. I want to see Alex Colome stick around as well. I think this team needs to learn how to win. We talked about Dylan Cease and how, despite giving up, you know, the grand slam in the second inning of yesterday's game, what was most impressive to me was the way he bounced back and was stronger after that grand slam, learning from his mistake and throwing three innings of hitless ball. I don't want to see... Now, that's a clubhouse that I don't want to see disrupted.
Right.
Because I like the way it's
growing.
Young,
learning, and impressionable.
The way they came back against a real good Tampa team this weekend after losing seven straight. Jimenez coming back at some point healthy. Tim Anderson back in the lineup. Seeing Ronaldo Lopez hopefully put two or three starts together. And adding him along with Lucas Giolito and waiting for a guy like Kopech. I'm excited about what's going on the South Side, and despite at the age of 32, I think that Jose Abreu is important in that clubhouse. You talk about clubhouse chemistry, clubhouse leadership.
Yep.
On the other side of town, I think that that is really important with a guy like Jose Abreu around.
He's Lou Kanellis, the face of Fox 32 Sports. You've heard his voice this morning filling in for Mully. We're going to come back with Transition with Dan and Connor. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Connor McKnight from the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Transition at 9 with Mully and Haw.
Breaking down the whole baseball weekend today and talking to Rich Campbell at 11 as Bears training camp starts this week.
It's Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's home services to help install doors, water treatment systems, cabinet makeovers, nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done with licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More safe, more do it. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
All right, be caller 6 to the Scores contest line, 312-591-6700. You and a guest will win a meet and greet with Cubs manager Joe Maddon on August the 6th during a live Lawrence Holmes show in the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage at the Score Studios. Good luck.
Capital One presents a 30-second audio tour of Ireland. Sheep, fairies, golf, charming castle.
Whoa. You know, you can actually go there when you use the Capital One Venture Card. You earn unlimited double miles on every dollar you spend on every purchase, which means you'll have plenty of miles to actually travel to Ireland. The Capital One Venture Card. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's the big deal, deal?
Where can you get pizza, bread twists, specialty chicken, and more for just $5.99 each?
Is it at Domino's?
He hands off hand-tossed pizza and a marble cookie brownie. He's going, going, going!
There's a lot of variety on the radio and at Domino's, too, where you can...
Mix and match, two or more, $5.99 each at Domino's.
Two-item minimum, pan pizza, bone-in wings, and bread bowls will be extra. Ask for this limited-time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Lawrence was live with Jason Hayward and Kyle Schwarber.
Kyle, what about you? What calms you?
You know, I would agree with the breathing. I think breathing is obviously the biggest thing that any person can do in a stressful situation, to be able to take that deep breath and just close your eyes and get back the level. You know, besides having the anxiety and the anger or whatever it is rising up, you know, like if you get screwed by a call, you're in a 2-1 count, the next thing you know, you're in a 2-2 count and you're upset. You know, you got to be able to let it out. If you want to yell, take that deep breath, be able to get back in the box and not have that affect you is the key.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Direct from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, louder than words, rock, power, and politics. Featuring over 175 artifacts from Bob Dylan, Eric Clapton, Stevie Wonder, Madonna, Bruce Springsteen, and more. Now at the Museum of Broadcast Communications, 360 North State Street in Chicago. Red or blue, we all bleed rock and roll. For info and tickets, visit museum.tv.
August 5th. Join 670 The Score for the McNeil and Parkins Charity Golf Outing at Seven Bridges Golf Club.
Oh, he got out of that one.
Enjoy a day of golf with your friends, favorite Score personalities, and local celebrities.